今天晚上要用《极美之地》要试给有信心的人作为题目跟大家来查考。
And tonight we'd like to use a topic, the beautiful promised land will be given to those with faith as our mutual encouragement.
这是要根据我们的读经进度，《民数记》13章、14章来谈谈窥探迦南地的这一件事情。
And we'll use Numbers.Chapter 13 and 14, according to our Bible reading schedule, to, for mutual encouragement.
我们现在来看《民数记》第十三章。
Let's look at Numbers chapter 13.
民数记十三章。
Numbers 13.
我们这个星期读经进度是从十二章开始。
And this week our Bible study begins with chapter 12.
所以今天如果照进度是读第十四章。
So according to the schedule, today we'll be reading chapter 14.
希望说我们大家在读圣经的时候，我们都已经读过，我们再来查考里面的道理呢，我们会更清楚，也会更明白圣经告诉我们的信息。
And hopefully after we have read it and then studied it, we'll have a clear understanding of the message that the Bible wants to give us.
十三章、十四章这两章是一起的，它是在讲摩西派了12个探子去窥探迦南地的过程，以及他们回来报告之后所产生的结果。
And chapter 13 and 14 actually one, and they describe the process in which Moses sent out the 12 spies to Canaan and the result of the report.
那他们这些被派出去的探子，基本上都是在百姓当中做首领的，是族长。
And these spies were actually leaders in the twelve tribes of Israel.
那为什么会在第十三章一开始说神晓谕摩西说你要打发人去窥探我所赐给以色列人的迦南地
？And why does it say that in the beginning of chapter 13, God told Moses to send out men to spy on the land of Canaan?
好像你看，当时候神要带领百姓出埃及的时候，并没有说我先请你们几个代表让你们。就好像出差到迦南地去看一看，看你们要不要，那之后我们再一起走。
And God at the beginning did not tell Moses, oh, there's going to be a number of people representing to seek out the land and see if you want this land.
如果你们觉得那里可以去，可以移民去那里，那才我们才离开埃及。
And if you think you can immigrate and if you're willing, then we will leave Egypt.
所以一开始神就没有这个说要派探子去看一探那里到底怎么是什么样的土地才决定要不要走。
So in the beginning, God did not send Moses to tell Moses to send spies and to decide if they would enter the land.
但是为什么到了已经走到了西乃山下，他们已经走了一年的之后在这个地方才要神说派请摩西派十二个人去听看看那里是长什么样子。
But why, after a year later, at the foot of Sinai, God told Moses to send out men to spy out the land?
因为民数记他在记载的时候，他不是在记载这个整个历程，就是他们这个历史的详细的记载。
And Numbers does not record historical details.
所以民数记他基本上留下一些重要的事件，然后要让我们去了解，今天我们在奔跑天国路的时候，我们应该要汲取的教训。
And Numbers records a couple of important happenings that for us to learn from.
然后在这些重要的事件里面，神都会在附带的说明了一些他要百姓去遵守的他的律法以及神的要求。
In these important occurrences, God told the Israelites to remember His law.
所以你看那个民数记他。十三章、十四章记完之后，接下去第十五章就讲要献祭的条例，又加了一个律法在里面了。
And after 13 and 14, chapter 15 includes a law.
然后第十六章又是一个事件。
And chapter 16 is another occurrence.
然后到第十八章，又讲了一些律法的事情。
And 18 again, there is law mentioned.
好像一个事情之后，神都会再加上一些教导，让百姓了解神真正要告诉他们的是什么道理。
It is as if after each occurrence, God adds on His law that He wants His people to understand.
那个第民数记，他一开始三章讲的这些事情，它的来龙去脉，其实在生命记第一章里面有交代的。
And these things are recorded in chapter 1.
为什么在生命记哈？
In Deuteronomy chapter 1.
我们现在看生命记第一章。
Deuteronomy chapter 1.
我们看第十九节。
Verse 19.
这个原因其实是百姓要求的，不是神基本上他不需要主动请摩西派人去看。
And this is because the Israelites wanted the spies to seek out the land, not because God wanted them to.
所以第十九节，一章十九节说，我们照着主我们神所吩咐的，从何烈山起行，经过你们所看见那大而可怕的旷野，往亚摩利人的山地去了，到了加迪斯巴尼亚。
1 verse 19, so we departed from Horeb and went through all the great and terrible wildernesses which you saw on the way to the mountains of the Amorites, as the Lord our God had commanded us. Then we came to Kadesh Barnea.
好，所以这个就是探子是从这个加迪斯这个地方派出去的。
And so the spies were sent from Kadesh.
我们跳过去看第21节。
Let's jump to 21.
看啊，主你的神已经将那地摆在你的面前，你要照主你列祖的神所说的上去得那地为业，不要惧怕，也不要惊惶。
21. Look, the Lord your God has sent the land before you. Go up and possess it, as the Lord God of your fathers has spoken to you. Do not fear or be discouraged.
所以其实到了他们在加迪斯，就是在那个蓝地迦南地的蓝边，已经到了门口了。
So they have already
到了迦南地的蓝边了。
They have entered theEast side of the south of Canaan.
所以其实就已经快要进去了。
So they are almost about to enter.
所以他就说，你看，我们就是要去得神应许的那块土地为产业，不要怕，也不要惊慌。
And we must not fear or be discouraged to accept the land the Lord is giving us.
但是第二十二节，你们就近我来说，我们要先打发人去为我们窥探那地，将我们上去该走何道。毕竟合成都回报我们。
22. And every one of you came near to me and said, Let us send men before us, and let them search out the land for us, and bring back word to us by the way which we should go up, and of the cities into which we shall come.
第二十三节，这话我以为美，就从你们中间选了十二个人，每支派一个人。
23. The plan pleased me well, so I took 12 of your men, one man from each tribe.
二十四节，于是他们就起身上山地去了，到以实各谷窥探那地。
24. And they departed and went up into the mountains and came into the valley of Eshel and spied it out.
25节，他们手里拿着那地的果实下来，到我们那里回报说，主我们的神所赐给我们的是美地。
25. They also took some of the fruit of the land in their hands and brought it down to us, and they brought back word to us saying, It is a good land which the Lord our God is giving us.
那这个，所以《生命记》第一章的十九节到二十五节这一段，就是在《民数记》十三章的总结。
So this Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 19 to 25 is a summary of Numbers chapter 13.
也就是说，其实百姓他们有这个要求，摩西一定是问神，神就跟他说：“那这样子，每个支派都派一个人去，那派出去的人一定是要族长，是领导人。”
And so becauseThe Israelites wanted this. Moses asked God, and God agreed. But the men who spied must be leaders from each tribe.
所以民数记的十三章从第四节开始到第十六节，就是这十二个支派，这个十二个族长他们的名字是哪一个人的儿子什么名字都写得很清楚。
So in Numbers 13, it records very clearly the names of the people who spied.
那这十二个族长跟在民数记第一章前面以及在第七章那里那个数点百姓以及带领走在那个每个支派前头那个族长的名字不一样。
And so the names of these leaders are different from that which is recorded in the census in chapter 7.
第一章跟第七章。
In chapter 1 and 7.
就是说要数点百姓的时候神就要摩西去招一些帮助者来，都是每一个支派的族长嘛。那这一次的这个窥探迦南地的这些族长是不一样的人。
And the leaders that help Moses take census are different from the leaders who spied out the land.
那有可能的原因就是因为现在要出去做探子的人，基本上要身强力壮的，要有勇气的人。
And one possible reason is that those who spy out the land must be very courageous and strong.
所以应该是中年人或青年人。
So they might be youth or middle-aged men.
但是在第一章、第七章前面那个数点百姓这些族长，可能就是德高望重的一些带头的人，可能是一些长辈。
And the people mentioned in chapters 1 and 7 might be the more elderly leaders.
所以如果按照后来在《耶稣雅记》所看到加勒他自己的这个自白啊，他当时是40岁，所以这一批探子应该大概都是青壮年的这些人。
And so in Joshua, Caleb himself said that he was 40 years old. So these people must have been those who were middle-aged and strong.
好，所以这些人，那他们被选出来，然后他们现在背负了一个很重要的使命。
And these people were called out and given a very important commission.
每一个支派派一个人，表示说都有代表。
So every tribe sent out one man and had, they were each a representative.
也就是说，每一个支派他们都相信说，这个探子代表出去看完之后回来报告，他们都能够相信他的眼光跟我们这个支派人是一样的。
And this meant that each man was trusted by their tribe that whatever they saw and reported would be believable.
所以现在这些族长呢，身负重任。
So they had a very important commission.
好，那现在看13章的第17节。
Chapter 13, verse 17.
17节到20节，就是摩西对他们在出发前的特别交代，他们要看什么，重点在哪里。
And chapter seven, verses 17 to 20 is Moses instructing the spies and what to look for.
好，所以我们现在看第十七节说，你们要从南地上山地去。
17, you shall go this way into the south and up into the mountains.
好，第18节说，看那个地如何。
18 says, "See what the land is like."
好，里面所住的民是强壮还是弱的，是多还是少
？Whether the people who dwell in it are strong or weak, few or many.
19节说，所住的地方是好是歹，所住之处是营盘还是坚城
？Whether the land they dwell is good or bad, whether the cities they inhabit are like camps or strongholds.
20节说，又看那土地啊，那地图是肥美还是贫瘠，其中有树木没有啊？你们要放开胆量。把那地的果子带一些来。
Verse 20 reads, "Whether the land is rich or poor, and whether there are forests or not, be of good courage and bring some of the fruit of the land."
所以现在摩西这个交代的事情基本上是4件事。
And so Moses commissioned them 4 tasks.
要看那里的那地如何，那里的土地啊。
And the first one is how the land is like.
那里的民是什么
？How the people are like.
那里的城是什么
？How the cities are like？
那他们那里哈、哦，这个地形有没有树木，还是都是旷野，还是山地？反正要把那个地形搞清楚。
And to understand the geography of the area。
然后要叫他们一定要勇敢的把一些果实带来，看那证实那个地方真的是流奶以蜜的美地。
And to be of good courage and bring some of the fruit back, since it was the season of ripe grapes。
好，所以他们这些探子呢，12个人就去了。21节说，他们就上去窥探那地了。
And so these 12 spies went. Verse 21 says they went and spied out the land.
然后从寻的旷野到利禾，直到哈马口。
And from the wilderness of Zin as far as Rehob to the entrance of Hamath.
那这刚好是南边的南界到这个迦南地的中间点，到一直到迦南地的最北边，这三个基准点。
They went from the south to the middle and to the north.
哦，所以这个寻的旷野基本上就是南边啊，南地的。
To the wilderness of Zin is in the south.
利禾大概就是在迦南地的中间，靠海边的地方。
Rehob is in the middle near the ocean.
那哈马口就是最北边的啊，已经过了旦啊，然后最上面已经，其实如果你看地图就发现，其实哈马口已经很远很北边了。
And entrance of Hamath is very far north, farther than Dan.
那从整个过程哦，大概超过500公里了。
And this whole the length is over 500 kilometers.
所以他们在这个这么里程里面，他们用了40天去来回啊，走路差不多这样子。
In this trip, they spent 40 days on foot.
啊，他们特地到了这个以实各谷呢，去砍的那个葡萄扛回来，所以以实各谷这个地名叫做一串。一串的意思。
And they went to the valley of Eshcol and cut a cluster of grapes. And Eshcol means cluster.
所以就是他们，所以我们在看那个图片，都会看到两个人扛了一串大葡萄，这样这个就是 那个后来他们在画画的时候都会画这一个景象的。
So we often see in illustrations that there are two people and they're carrying a very big cluster of grapes.
好，现在40天过了以后，第25节开始就是他们回来回报。
And so after 40 days, from verse 25 is when they start reporting.
第27节说。
27 reads.
我们到了你所打发我们去的那个地方，果然是流奶与蜜之地。那这就是那地的果子。
We went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit.
好，所以现在他们描述说，我们到你所打发我们去的那地。
And they described us, and they say, that we went to the land where you sent us.
这一句话其实很特别。
And this is a very interesting phrase to say.
其实我们如果注意看民数记、生命记里面所描述这块土地，圣经一直都是用神所应许你们列祖的那一块美地。
And Deuteronomy describes the land as the land where God promised to their fathers.
是神启示应许给你们列祖的那地方哦，是神应许的哦。
It is a land promised by God.
但是他现在是说，探子回来是说，我们到你所打发我们要去的地方，是你叫我们去看的那一块地方啊。
But the spies told them, "We went to the land where you sent us."
他们当时候已经不把这块土地正把它说成是神应许给我们要去得的那一块。那块美地了。
And they did not refer to the land as the land where God promised to their fathers.
也表示说他们在这个时候回报的时候，已经对神应许的这块产业没有信心了。
And that is to say that when they're reporting, they already had no faith in the promise of God.
可是他们现在有这个果实，有这个水果做证据，果然这个土地是流奶与蜜之地。
But they had this fruit as evidence, and truly it flows with milk and honey.
好，所以。他们现在回来回报第28节是说，那里的民哦很强壮。
And verse 28 says, nevertheless, the people who dwell there are strong.
他们的城市坚固又高大的。
Their cities are fortified and very large.
我们也看到一个亚纳族人。
And we saw the descendants of Anak.
那这个亚纳族人就是伟人，就是巨人呢。
And the people of Anak are giants.
好，他们也分析了这个每一个地方，每一个地方所住的民族是不一样的。
And the people who dwell in different areas are different tribes.
所以你看29节说，亚玛利人是住在南地，赫人、耶布斯人、亚摩利人是住在山地，迦南人是住在海边，并约旦河旁。
And 29 says, Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, the Hittites, the Jebusites, and Amorites dwell in the mountains, and Canaanites dwell by the sea along the banks of Jordan.
基本上这些探子他们把这个整个地形里面以及他们的人分析得很详细。
And generally, the spies certainly divided the land very clearly and its people.
表示说他们将对摩西所付给他们的任务，他们基本上是达成了。
And they have fulfilled what Moses instructed.
那这块土地，按照他们所描述的，其实是非常好的。
According to what they described, this land is very good.
因为后来，耶稣亚他这样说。
Because Joshua later said.
哦，是加勒说的。
Caleb said. 哦，
加勒跟耶稣亚说，我们现在跳过去看第14章的第7节。
Caleb told Joshua in 14 verse 7.
我们看14章第7节说，对以色列全会众说，我们所窥探经过之地是极美之地。
7. They spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, "The land we passed through is an exceedingly good land."
哇，这个特别说是极美之地啊。
It is an exceedingly good land.
表示说，我们以前在埃及所住的，我们现在在旷野所看到的，都没有办法跟它比啊。
And it is not comparable. It cannot be compared to the land of Egypt or the desert.
好，那我们现在来看一下《生命记》第11章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 11.
生命记十一章。
Deuteronomy 11.
看第10节。
Verse 10.
11章第10节，你要进去得为业的那地，本不像你出来的埃及地。你在那里要撒种，用脚浇灌，像浇灌菜园一样。
Verse 10, for the land which you go to possess is not like the land of Egypt from which you have come, where you sowed your seed and watered it by foot as a vegetable garden.
所以这个要用脚踩水去浇灌，要有灌溉系统，这个是埃及地啊。
And this, you need this irrigation system in Egypt where you water it by foot.
好，那第十一节。
In verse 11.
但是你们要过去得为业的那地方是乃是有山有水雨有山有谷雨水滋润之地。
11. But the land which you cross over to possess is a land of hills and valleys which drinks water from the rain of heaven.
第十二节是主你的神所眷顾的，从岁首到年终，主你神的眼目时常看顾那地。
Verse 12, a land for which the Lord your God cares, the eyes of the Lord your God are always on it, from the beginning of the year to the very end of the year.
也就是说，这个现在神要赐给的这块地呢，是基本上你不用特别用人工方法去浇灌的，你不需要灌溉系统。
And that is to say that this land which God provides, you do not need to irrigate yourself and or use any manpower to maintain it.
是有山有谷，是雨水滋润的，就是这个雨水是按时候。当你的作物有需要的时候，雨水就降下来了。
And it has hills and valleys and drinks water from the rain of heaven, which is when there is a need for rain, a rain will fall.
这一块地是神眼目看顾的地方。
And this is a land watched by the eyes of God.
所以是直接神祝福的。
It is blessed by God.
这个叫做应许的地。
This is called the promised land.
是神要给他们列着应许给亚伯拉罕的子孙，这是神要让我们去承受的产业。
This is promised by God to the fathers and to Abraham and the land which God wants us to inherit.
那表示这块土地跟你用人的方式去经营是不同的。
And you cannot maintain it through the methods of men.
我们现在再看跳过去看第六章，生命记六章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记六章也是看第十节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 10.
六章十节，主你的神领你进他向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各启示应许给你的地，那里有诚意，又大又美，非你所建造的。
Verse 10, so it shall be when the Lord your God brings you into the land which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you a large and beautiful cities which you did not build.
十一节说，有房屋装满各样的美物，非你所装满的；有凿成的水井，非你所凿成的；还有葡萄园、橄榄园，非你所栽种的，你吃的而且饱足。
Verse 11, houses full of good things which you did not fill, hewn out walls which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant, when you have eaten and are full.
这两节在说明那个土地里面的城是又高大又坚固。
And these two verses describe how large and beautiful these cities are.
里面有各样的美物。
And there are very beautiful things inside of it.
是有葡萄园、橄榄园，是可以让我们饱足的。
And there are vineyards and all the trees to fulfill you.
这真的叫做美地。
And this is called a beautiful land.
那这个描述我们看到说，这个就是神祝福的地方。
And this is a place blessed by God.
今天这个迦南美地所描述的情景，其实今天在救恩的角度来看，就是神应许给我们的福地，天国的福分。
And from the new, from our perspective today, this is a blessing of God for us.
是的，这个圣经里面所应许的，就是天国的好处。
And these are the benefits of heaven.
是我们在地上没有办法比较的。
And the things of the earth cannot compare to it.
所以以色列百姓他们在旷野旅程，他们所要进去得的那一块应许美地，就是我们今天在这个天国旅程里面所要去得的那个天国的福分，天国的救恩呢。
And the promised land that the Israelites walk towards in the wilderness, can be compared to the heavenly kingdom that we walk towards today.
那现在这十二个探子他们去看回来报告。
And now the 12 spies went and reported back to the Israelites.
我们现在看回来民数记十三章。
Let's turn back to Numbers chapter 13.
好，现在这十二个探子里面分成两种报告。
And out of the 12 spies, there were two types of reports.
他们因为有两种不一样的信心。
Because there are two types of faith.
那他们同样看了同样的东西，但是就有两种眼光。
And they have two perspectives, even though they have seen the same thing.
他们看了之后，两种不一样的心情。
And they have a different feeling after seeing these things.
那所以我们现在多了解这一段，他们当时候这个探子他们所回报的。
And we know what the spies reported back.
那个叫十三章的第三十节。
In chapter 13, verse 30.
他说：“加勒在摩西面前安抚百姓说：‘我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们足能得胜。’”
30.And then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it."
因为在前面第二十八节已经说，我们在那里看见了亚纳族人嘛，巨人呢。
28 already says we have seen the descendants of Anak, which are giants.
然后又29节又说，哇，这个不同的种族亚玛利人，这个对。对以色列百姓来说，他们很熟悉。旷野路一开始的时候，就是在出埃及记十七章，就是跟亚玛利人打仗的。
And 29 mentions very many different tribes, and they are very familiar with Amalekites, whom they already fought with at the beginning of the journey.
里面还有这么多种不同样的民族。
And there are so many nations in there.
表示说，哎，他们那时候心里面就开始紧张了，百姓就紧张了。
They're becoming very worried.
好，所以加勒马上就安抚百姓说：“来，我们现在赶快上去，因为我们一定可以得胜。”
But Caleb quieted down the people and said, "Let us go up at once, because we are able to overcome it."
但三十一节，但那些跟他同去的人就说：“我们不能上去攻击那边，因为他们比我们强壮。”
But the men who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we."
哦，所以现在加勒说：“赶快上去。”另外一些人说：“不要。”
And we see that Caleb said, "Let us go up at once," but others say no.
因为我们跟他们比起来，我们可能打不过他们。
Because compared to them, we can't overcome them.
好，第三十二节，探子当中有人就论到所窥探之地，向以色列众人报恶信说，我们所窥探经过之地是吞吃居民之地，我们在那里所看见的人居民都是身量高大的。
32, and they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, the land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants. And all the people whom we see are men of great stature.
你看第十二节，他们现在讲的那个描述哦，就跟他前面第27节所讲的就不一样了。
And so what is reported in 32 is different from verse 27.
因为他说那个地方是牛奶隐秘之地，是很好的啊。
Because he had said that it is a land which flows with milk and honey and is very wonderful.
但是三十二节就说这个地方哦，哇，那个是吞吃居民之地，这个很可怕。
But 32 says it is a very terrible land which devours its inhabitants.
是因为在那里的人身量高大，所以哦，我们去一定没有办法胜过。
Because there are men of great stature, we will not be able to overcome them.
到三十三节，特别说我们在那里看见亚衲族人，就是伟人，他们都是伟人的后裔。据我们看，自己就像蚱蜢一样；据他们看，我们也是如此。
33, there we saw the giants. The descendants of Anak came from giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight.
那这个地方就是很夸张了。
And this is very exaggerated.
所以这些报恶信的这些人是因着没有信心，所以他们对眼他们所看到的这些人，哇，他们就觉得自己非常的渺小。
And those who gave a bad report had small faith, so they viewed themselves as very small in their own sight.
所以现在这个不信的这一面，他所看到的是那个地方的民强壮。
And one who has no faith sees that the people there are very strong.
我们不能够上去攻击那边，因为我们不能够胜过他们。
We cannot go up against them because we cannot overcome them.
那所以这个地方就变得是吞吃居民之地，是很可怕的地方，不要去。
And so the land becomes a place that devours its inhabitants, a land that we cannot go.
但是就加勒所说的
，But according to Caleb,
他说我们立刻就得那地。
Let us go up one at once.
我们一定可以得胜。
For we are well able to overcome it.
也就是说，因为有神与我们同在，所以我们一定会胜利。
That is to say, because God is with us, we will surely be successful.
从这里我们就看到，这里的这些族长啊，这些人都是带头的人呢。
And we see that all these people are leaders.
这些所谓的带头的人，不见得是有信心的人。
But so-called leaders may not mean that they have faith.
他们当时候对神的应许，其实已经不信了。
They actually do not have faith in God's promise anymore.
所以他现在是看到了，他就看到很巨大的困难摆在眼前。
So what they see is a great trial before them.
哦，所以在这种眼睛底下，他所看到的都是困难，是危险，所以应该不要去这个地方。
In their perspective, everything is difficulty and danger, so we shall not enter this place.
那这里面这十二个里面，我们从后面就看到。是多数，是十个探子都这样讲。
And we can see that a majority, which is 10 of the spies, said this.
但是只有加勒跟约书亚他们主张应该要上去，我们可以得胜。
But only Caleb and Joshua says we must go up because we will overcome them.
听了这样的报告以后，第十四章开始就，你看这个全会众他们的心就消化了。
And after hearing this report, the hearts of the people melted in chapter 14.
我们就看到说，一个报告会带来让整个全体百姓都失落信心。
And this report caused the whole entire multitude of Israel to lose faith.
他们第十四章第一节是说，他们那一个晚上 百姓都哭嚎，全部人一起哭哦。
And so 14 verse 1 says the congregation lift up their voices and cried, all of them.
第二节，以色列众人就向摩西亚伦发怨言，全会众对他们说，巴不得我们早死在埃及地，或者是死在旷野。
Verse 2, and all the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron, and the whole congregation said to them, if only we had died in the land of Egypt, or if only we had died in the land, in this wilderness.
第三节说，神为什么把我们领到那个地方，使我们倒在刀下呢？我们的妻子孩子必被掳掠，我们回埃及去，岂不好吗？
3. Why has the Lord God brought us to the sun to fall by the sword that our wives and children should become victims? Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt?
他们都还没有去，他现在就想到说，哇，我们到那里的地方就死定了，我们的妻子儿女通通会被掳掠了。
So they have not even entered, but they already decided that their wives and children will be will fall by the sword.
他们想到说，还干脆还是回埃及去比较安全呢。
And they thought it would be safer to return to Egypt.
所以第四节，众人就说了，那不如立一个首领带领回埃及去吧。
For so they said to one another, let us select a leader and return to Egypt.
这全会众他们的这些讲法，其实基本上在表达他们的无知。
And this whole report. Signifies their ignorance.
他们怀疑了神的应许。
They had doubts about the promise of God.
他们先去想象啊，在那种这种困难的环境底下，他们妻子儿女会被掳掠，他们死定了。
They first imagined in their own head that their wives and children would become victims.
所以他们现在的解决方案就是，我们另外立一个首领带我们回埃及去。
So to solve the situation, they said we must return to Egypt.
这刚好就是这个法老王当时候已经一直要他们做的事。
And this is exactly what Pharaoh wanted them to do at that time.
法老那时候就跟他们讲说，你们不要去那个地方，很危险。
And so Pharaoh told them that don't go there; it's very dangerous.
哦，所以哎，现在你看这些会众、全会众，他们共同的看法，哎，其实就这里是说他们是跟摩西跟亚伦发怨言，最后摩西亚伦一句话都没有讲，就俯伏在地了。
And so this is what they told Moses and Aaron, but Moses and Aaron said nothing and fell before their faces.
走了那么远，已经走了一年多了，现在来到这里，竟然讲这种话。
We have walked so far and a year and a half, but you have spoken these kind of words.
而且是全会众的人都这样讲。
And this is what everyone, the whole multitude said.
所以第五节，摩西亚伦就只好俯伏在以色列全会众面前，都没有讲话了。
And so Moses and Aaron could only fall on their faces before the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel.
那这个时候，约书亚跟加勒他们跳起来讲。
But at that time, Joshua and Caleb stood out and said.
撕裂衣服。
They tore their clothes.
也就是说，他们对百姓所讲的话，他们觉得这是一个很严厉的，在神听来，这是一个非常亵渎的话。
And they thought that this was very blasphemous before the presence of God.
所以第七节、第八节，他们对全会众说，第八节说，神若喜悦我们，他必将我们领进那地，把那个地赐给我们。那地原是流奶与蜜的地。
So verse 8 says, if the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey.
所以他现在肯定的就是，这是神的应许。
So they are sure that this is God's promise.
要怎么样得到神的应许？
How do we receive God's promise?
如果神喜悦我们。
If God delights in us.
要怎么样让神喜悦？
How do we let him delight in us?
就是要对他有信心。
We must have faith in him.
所以相信他与我们同在。
To believe that he will be with us.
那我们这个神是什么样的神？
And what kind of God do we believe in?
他是会保护我们的神。
He is the God who protects us.
所以第九节说。
So verse 9 reads.
他说，但你们不可以背叛神，也不要怕那地的居民，因为他们是我们的食物，并且硬币他们的已经离开他们。有神与我们同在，不要怕他们。
Verse 9, only do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Their protection has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them.
所以这里第九节看出来，加勒跟约书亚他相信他现在所敬拜的这位神是保护的神，是为他们征战的神。
And so here in verse 9, Caleb and Joshua believe that the God they worship is a God who protects.
神会持守他的应许。
And God will keep His promise.
我们只要不要背叛神，一直跟从他，绝对放心。
As long as we do not forsake the Lord and entrust everything to Him.
但是因为加勒跟约书亚他对神有了解。
This is because Caleb and Joshua understood God.
他知道他们所跟随的是 跟从的是谁。
They know whom they have followed.
那这个就让我们去想，有时候你看，我们可能可以把教会所交代我们的事情做完，但不见得我们是对神有信心的人。
So this is teaching us that sometimes we can complete what the church entrusts to us, but this is not to say that we are those with faith.
那是有可能是我们对我们的神不够认识。
Well, we might not have a clear understanding of our God.
如果我们真的认识我们所敬拜的这位独一神。
If we truly believe and understand the only God we worship.
我们面对困难的时候，我们就知道我们不用害怕。
When we are faced with difficulty, we will know that we should not fear.
我们现在看生命记第九章。
Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 9.
生命记第九章。
Deuteronomy chapter 9.
第九章第一节
9 verse 1。
九章一节说，以色列啊，你当听，你今日要过约旦河，进去赶出比你强大的国民，得着广大坚固高得顶天的诚意。
1. Hear, O Israel, you are to cross over the Jordan today and go into the deposits of nations greater and mightier than yourself, cities great and fortified up to heaven.
第二节说，那民是亚纳族的人，又大又高，是你所知道的，也曾听见有人指着他们说，谁能在亚纳族人面前站立得住呢？
2. A people great and tall, the descendants of Anakim, whom you know and whom you heard it said, who can stand before the descendants of Anak?
第三节，你今日当知道，主你的神在你前面过去，如同烈火，要灭绝他们，将他们制服在你面前，这样你就要照神所说的赶出他们，使他们速速灭亡。
Verse 3, therefore understand today that the Lord your God is he who goes over you as a consuming fire. He will destroy them and bring them down before you. So you shall drive them out and destroy them quickly as the Lord has said to you.
从这三节里面我们就看到，是谁能够把这些又高又大的人赶出呢？
So from these three verses, we understand who is it that can cast out these great and mighty people.
是神在前面把那些人赶走的啦。
It is God who has already driven them out.
因为神像烈火一样。
Because God is a consuming fire.
如果神是烈火，你说再高大的人，再什么伟人都不用担心啊。
If God is a consuming fire, no matter how giant a person is, you don't need to worry.
你说如果是血肉之躯，你多高，你无耻，或者是你十尺，有谁能够在烈火面前能够走过去啊，都不会没事呢？
So、
能站得住呢？
If you are a flesh, no matter if you are 5 feet or 10 feet, you will not able to pass. You know, you will not be able to pass through a fire.
就是说，在烈火面前，没有一个血肉之躯可以站立得住。
And that is that anyone who is a flesh cannot stand before a consuming fire.
所以第九章第四节说，主你的神要将这些国民从你面前撵出去。
And so, in verse 3 it says, the Lord your God will drive them out before you.
所以是神。把这些国民赶出的，不是靠你们自己。
So it is God who drives them out. It is not relying on yourself.
所以真正他认识神的人就知道说，哎，现在是赶出这些高大的这些居民伟人，是神的工作，不是我们的工作。
And so the people who have faith in God know that it is the work of God to drive the people out and not theirs.
那这个就是约书亚跟加勒他的信心。
And this is the faith of Joshua and Caleb.
他认识他所敬拜的是谁？
They understand and know whom they believe.
这是一个怎么样的神？
What kind of God is this?
那这个神会为他的百姓征战。
And this God will fight for his people.
所以我们大可以放心的去进去领受这个极美之地。
So we can go in and receive this land.
可是当时候全会众他们基本上没有办法了解。
But at the time the congregation generally were not able to understand this.
看回来民数记十四章。
Let's turn back to Numbers chapter 14.
第十节说
，Verse 10 says，
全会众是说拿石头打死他们二人。忽然，神的荣光在会幕中向以色列众人显现。
And all the congregation said to stone them with stones. Now the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of meeting before all the children of Israel.
也就是说，在这个时候，这个全会众基本上已经失去了理智，他们不知道他们在做什么。
And so, at that time, all the congregation has lost their ration, and they don't know what they're doing anymore.
他们的那个惧怕、恐惧的心，让他们已经没有办法去看清楚这个事情真正的来龙去脉在哪里。
And the heart of fear blinded them to the reality.
因为他们现在一直认为是我们要去赶出那里的人。
Because they considered that it was their mission to drive out these people.
哦，所以你看，你现在如果看看回去第十三章。
So we look back to chapter 13.
第十三章第三十一节。
Verse 31.
那些与他同去的人说：“我们不能够上去攻击那民，我们不可以了。”
He said, "We are not able to go up against the people. We are not able."
因为他们比我们强壮。
For they are stronger than we.
当然是啊，因为如果你靠你自己，当然没有办法。
Of course, because if you rely on yourself, of course you cannot overcome them.
但是如果靠神就不一样了。
But if you rely on God, it is different.
所以当时候，你看这些全会众，他们没有办法抓住约书亚跟加勒他们所传达重要的信息。
So these people were not able to grasp on to the important message given by Caleb and Joshua.
现在要拿石头打死他们二人。
And they were going to take stones and stone them to death.
哇，这个时候第十一节，神就向摩西说了。
And 11, the Lord said to Moses.
第十一节，这百姓藐视我要到几时呢？我在他们中间行了这一切神迹，他们还不信我要到几时呢？
How long will these people reject me, and how long will they not believe me with all the signs which I have performed among them?
他们当时候对约书亚跟加勒这个表现，其实就是藐视神的动作。
And what they have reacted to Joshua and Moses shows that they reject God.
哦，他们是藐视神哦 ，despise.
Oh, they despise God.
然后呢，他说他们不信我，要到几时呢？
And how long will they not believe me?
好，我们现在再看，跳过去看第二十七节。
Let's turn to verse 27.
二十七节说：“这二会众向我发怨言，我忍耐他们要到几时呢？”
How long shall I bear with this evil congregation who complain against me?
然后以色列人向我所发的怨言，我都听见了。
I have heard the complaints which the children of Israel make against me.
这个就是神面对这些百姓的反应，他所连续讲的三个问句了。
And so God, in reaction to His people, spoke three questions.
这些百姓藐视我到几时
？How long shall they despise?
我已经行了这么多的神迹了。
I have already performed so many miracles.
他们不信我要到几时
？How long will they refuse to believe?
那我现在要忍耐他们到几时
？How long do I have to bear with them?
那些不信的这些百姓，神现在他给他们的评价，在神眼中看来就是叫做恶会众。
And the people who do not believe this congregation in front of God has become an evil congregation.
是现在这个就变成不是神所爱的人，是这一群恶会众了。
And they are no longer those who are loved by God, but an evil congregation.
那这些恶会众是不配去领受这极美之地的。
And this evil congregation is not worthy to accept such a beautiful land.
那这些恶会众也是对神发怨言的。
And these people are the evil congregation who complain against God.
他们也是准备要拿石头去打死说出有信心的话的这两个探子。
And they are the ones who have are prepared to take up stones to stone to death those who have faith in God.
所以神说
，So God said，
这些人他不能够进去领受我所应许的这极美之地。
And so these people will not be able to receive the land which I have prepared for them.
哦，所以他们的表现让神非常的失望。
And their performance has made God very sorrowful.
神很失望啊，就是说怎么会这样子？就是说期待他们应该是要这么多神迹，应该是他们会有信心，能够看见神的荣，会相信神才对啊。
And God is very let down by them. They should be able to believe after seeing so many miracles.
哦，我们现在直接跳过去看第二十二节。
Let's turn to
十四章二十二节。
14 verse 22.
这些人虽看见我的荣耀和我在埃及地以旷野所行的神迹，仍然试探我这十次，不听从我的话。
And because all these men who have seen my glory and signs which I did in Egypt and the wilderness and have put me to the test now these 10 times and have not heeded my voice.
第二十三节说，他们断不得看见我向他们列祖宗所起誓应许之地，凡藐视我的一个也不得看见。
23. They certainly shall not see the land which I swore to their fathers, nor shall any of those who rejected me see it.
第二十二节这里特别强调说，他们试探我这十次了哈。
And so 22 especially mentions that they have tested me 10 times.
我们如果从前面看这个他们旷野旅程一直到现在哈，你如果把它算一算，应该还不到十次。
And if you
他们发怨言的次数了。
If you record the number of times where the Israelites grieved against God, it was not up to 10 times.
我们在 至少从民数记我们这样一路读来，应该是从第十一章开始他们就发怨言嘛。
From 11, they started complaining.
第十一章里面记载两次发怨言啊。
11 records twice.
第十二章记载这个米利安跟亚伦向摩西讲不好听的话。
And verse chapter 12 records the dissension of Aaron and Miriam.
好，第十三章就是他们跟摩西、亚伦发怨言啊，这个就是探子回来报告这件事了。
And 13 records the happening of the spies complaining to Moses and Aaron.
那表示说。百姓他们对神还讲过很多很多次的怨言是没有被记录下来的。
And so this is to say that the Israelites have complained many more times that were not recorded in the Bible.
但是神每一次都把它记下来，都听见了。
But God has heard every single one.
所以第二十七节才会说，以色列人向我所发的怨言，我都听见了。
And so 21 says, the complaints of Israel I have heard.
也就是说，今天我们向神所说的每一句怨言，神都把它记下来。
So.Every complaint that we say to God, God has recorded them.
我们要非常小心。
We must be very careful.
那第二十三节，神说：“凡藐视我的，一个也不可以看见。”
And verse 22 says, "Those who have despised me and have not heeded my voice, they shall none of them shall see it."
藐视神的，就是对神没有信心的人了。
And to look down on God is despise God means that you have no faith in Him.
第二十四节。
Verse 24.
唯独我的仆人加勒，因他另有一个心志，专一跟从我，我就把他领进去他所去过的那地，他的后裔也必得那地为业。
24. But my servant Caleb, because he had followed a different spirit into the land where he went, and his I will bring into the land where he went, and his descendants shall inherit it.
所以现在神对神来说，谁能够进去领受这个应许之地呢？
From God's perspective, who is able to enter this promised land?
就是那个专心跟从神的。
It is he who has followed him.
他是对神有信心的人。
Those who have faith.
好，所以我们现在看跳过直接看跳过去看第二十九节。
Let's jump to chapter verse 20.
二十八节，对不起，二十八节。
Verse 28.
你们告诉他们，神说：“我指着我的永生启示，我必照你们达到我耳中的话待你们。”
Say to them.As I live, says the Lord, just as you have spoken in my hearing, so I will do to you.
二十九节说，你们的尸首必倒在这旷野，并且你们中间凡被数点，从二十岁以外向我发怨言的，必不得进我所启示应许叫你们往你们住的那地，唯有耶弗尼的儿子加勒和嫩的儿子耶稣亚才能进去。
29. The carcasses of you who have complained against me shall fall in this wilderness, all you who were numbered according to your entire number from 20 years and above, except for Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun.
从这一段信息我们就看到，这是神告诉摩西亚伦说，你去跟百姓这样讲。
From this passage, we see that God told Moses and Aaron, "This is what you shall say to the Israelites."
现在在神眼中，这些人没有信心的人叫做恶会众嘛，
In the eyes of God, the people who have no faith are the evil congregation.
他们是向神发怨言的。
Those who complain to God.
所以第二十九节特别说，凡被数点的二十岁以上的向我发怨言的，都不能够进去我岂是应许叫你们住那地的。
Those who have been numbered 20 years and above shall not enter the promised land.
我们就发现说，真的那是整个全会众全部都没有信心了。
So we see that truly the whole congregation had no faith.
至少当时被数点的这些男丁，你看，就只有两个人真的能够相信神会为他们征战。
And only two of the people who had numbered had faith that God will fight for them.
所以神说他们断不能够进入，也不能看见。
And God said they shall by no means enter the land or see it.
只有这两个有信心的人能够进去领受。
Only these two people who have faith will enter it.
那本来他们说。我们的妇人孩子都会被掳掠的，神说：“那我要把他们领进去。”
But the ones whom they said that will become victims, their wives and children, God said that He would bring them in.
在从这一段，我们就看到说，今天我们要，如果我们是那个探子的话
，So from this passage we can see that if we are the spies,
那我们要很小心我们所讲的话。
We must be careful of the words we speak.
我们讲出来的话是会造就人还是败坏人？
Will our words edify or
会败坏，就是会让人跌倒的。
Or cause others to fall.
因为有时候我们表达的意见 会让人失落信心。
And some opinions that we give will cause others to lose faith.
我们说的人有祸了。
Then those people who have spoken
听了我们这些没有信心的话的也有祸了。
And those who hear our faithless words will also have woe.
那最后就是惹动神的愤怒。
And they will cause God to anger.
就是会倒在旷野，进不了天国，领受神应许的人。
And they will fall in the wilderness and will not be able to receive the promise of God.
那我们从这一段的查考，我们要了解我们的神是怎样的神。
And from this study, we must understand what kind of God our God is.
我们所认识的神跟摩西、耶稣亚、加勒他们所认识的神一样吗？
Is the God we know the same God that Moses, Aaron, and Joshua know?
还是我们所看到的神，就是跟这些百姓是一样的眼光
？Or is the God we see the one the same as the God in the perspective of the Israelites?
因为这些会众他们所认识的神，跟摩西所认识的是不同的。
Because the congregation that the God that the congregation knows is different from the God that Moses and Aaron know.
我们今天透过读圣经，一定要去好好的去了解、认识我们所敬拜这位神。
From reading the Bible, we must carefully understand who God is.
从我们的生活里面去体验，这位神真的是帮助我们的神。
From our lives to truly experience that God is one who helps us.
他要让那些对他有信心的人领受他所应许的极美之地。
He will allow those who have faith in Him to receive the promised land.
也只有有信心的，真的。跟从主到底的人才真的能够进入天国。
And only those who have faith and follow to the end will receive the heavenly kingdom.
所以愿主耶稣帮助我们。
So may God help us.
那我们都能够是一个有信心的人。
That we may all be ones with faith.
能够承受神所要给我们应许的天国产业的。
And to receive the inheritance of the kingdom of heaven.
我们再来唱诗195首。
Let's sing hymn 195.